let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Katie Lady Bug by Kelly Wiseman is an experience led by the reader into a state of inner peace and self-observation, becoming aware of inner and outer distractions through the use of human senses. Our senses are our superpowers and our ability to self-regulate as well. Katie Ladybug has a mission to get your attention with her superpower of a brilliant red shell and black spots. She serves as a symbol to stop, listen, and feel, connecting you to the practice of mindfulness. As you become more aware, seek to explore the experiences that come from being in your peaceful place inside. Kelly lived in several states, attended many schools as her father served in the U.S. Air Force. Although her school teachers consistently commented on her daydreaming, she always excelled in physical education and art, recognizing later that being physically engaged gave her some degree of focus. She graduated from Ball State University, has enjoyed her career as a wellness professional, teaching physical fitness and healthy lifestyle practices. She loves to teach swimming, sailing, and yoga. Kelly Wiseman, author of Katie Ladybug, recipient, by the way, of the prestigious Plume Award from Writers Republic, joins us on This Week in America. Kelly, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. I think you just said it all right there. Are we done?
Yeah, drive carefully and we'll see you next week. No, there's so much more to talk about here. And the Plume Award is impressive. You're doing so much with this book. And I love the message in this. Let's go back to the beginning. What was the initial inspiration for Katie Ladybug?
Well, this is kind of funny. I enjoyed reading to my daughters who are now grown. But we were driving from Indianapolis to South Florida back in 1999, and my then four-year-old daughter speaks out of her mouth, Katie Ladybug. And she's in the car seat behind me. And I thought, that's a really cute character name. Who wouldn't love a storybook about a ladybug? And sure, why not Katie? So I've been carrying that around with me for over 20 years, literally. And the summer of 2019, I guess I was a little frustrated with myself that, you know, nothing had come of writing it down. Well, I shouldn't say that. I've made some notes. But it became a collection of my own journey. And the catalyst actually was saying, wow, I should find somebody to draw this character. Maybe that would stimulate me to get words out on the paper.
Yes,
and that's
actually
what happened. As soon as I thought about it, within a couple of months, that manifested itself.
And I want to talk about that in a second, because the illustration is so well done and adds so much to the story. But when she says Katie Ladybug, this sort of sticks in the back of your mind. You've got a name, a title that you can work with. How did the story fit into the name? How did you develop Katie Ladybug to the message that's so prominent in the book?
Well, as a wellness professional, I know that I can't really coach anybody if I can't get their attention. And I have my own attention problems, as you spoke of in the introduction, you know, always being recognized as a daydreamer. I put myself through a heavy metal detox it'll be 5 years ago this coming fall. And ironically, those things that were happening to me that I considered to be in a normal personality, those things kind of drifted away. So I wasn't daydreaming anymore. That anxiety, that little rub that just kind of always made me go, 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 it just dissipated. And I would find myself remembering things that I really were tucked away. I had no idea that they were stored in there somewhere. And then I also became a yoga teacher about 10 years ago. And I was always a cardiovascular athlete. I really didn't have any time for anything that, you know, wasn't about, getting my heart rate up.
Yes.
But through that infusion of, you know, yoga, it wasn't really the physical part of yoga that intrigued me. It was the mental part that became very apparent. And I have to give credit to my yoga teacher trainer. She infused messages that really made me tap into my inner self. And then that in the detox, it really just brought it all, and my coaching, that I realized, wow, this attention getting mechanism is really, really important. And that we all have our own divine powers and our own strengths and weaknesses, right? Or, you know, in the human realms, we have diversity. And Katie, by nature, and I happen to have my little prototype here of Katie, shell, right, this is her superpower. And it's like a stop sign. You can't not notice a ladybug just because of her little red shell. So I just thought, wow, that needs to be the story. Her shell gets your attention. That's her superpower. And then it just so happens, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about it, that, you know, the illustrator, Matt, drew five spots. And isn't that ironic that five spots are five senses? There's a lot of ways to work five into the dynamics of the character. So a lot of things just kind of came together so easily. And now I just work on divine timing, because I realize when it all comes together like that so easily, obviously it was meant to happen. So that's really how it all came together, and it happened. It all just came together right after Matt drew my character.
You know, it's interesting because, yes, you have this idea. It's sort of kicking around, then all of a sudden it falls together. It's almost like you've got some help, some inspiration that's, okay, Kelly, the time's right now. Let's go with this. And by the way, the website is katieladybugbook.com. So you can see Katie Ladybug. You can see, get information, order the book there as well, and other items. It's a delightful website. It's katieladybugbook.com. I'll give you that as we go through the program. And it's not like you just found an illustrator. You found like the illustrator. Talk about this, because this is another gift that falls your way. All of a sudden, you've got this guy that knows exactly what you're trying to do. He's got an impressive background, and he makes this Katie Ladybug actually come alive. Talk about Matt, his background, and why this is so crucial.
Well, Matt, first of all, I found him on a post. It must have been Facebook, and he was looking for a little side hustle. He was, he's very talented, but he wasn't doing anything totally inspiring, certainly maximizing on his talents. And he does have a history with Disney. So clearly, you know, they've got, they picked the, you know, some extreme talents. So I saw a little bit of his work and I loved it because it wasn't too juvenile. And we met at a Starbucks, and he literally drew Katie in front of me in a matter of 15 seconds. He did spend some time in the military, so as I expressed to him what the storyline was going to be, he had, you know, a little bit of his own anxiety disorders, and so he really understood the concept of the story. So in the drawings themselves, which of course are all in the book, he's so good with the expressions on Katie's face and, you know, the body postures, and really embraced the whole storyline. So it couldn't have been a better match for the character and the story itself. I'm so lucky.
Kelly Wiseman, our guest on the program. The book is Katie Ladybug. You'll find the book available at writersrepublic.com and Amazon, the usual places. And get information on Kelly, the book, and order it from her website, katieladybugbook.com. You're an author now. There will be other books, and we'll talk about that as we go through the program. Will Matt be part of those? It's like the two of you, you're a team now. I mean, you work really well together.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I've asked him that up front. And then as I started writing Katie Ladybug, it became apparent that there needed to be other characters. So the first, the next character is actually in the first book, but he's not called out by name. And I will say it here. His name is Doug Lightning Bug. And Doug has his own superpowers. You know, he has a light up butt. So, you know, boys will probably be more attracted to the next book than this one. And Doug and his buddy Guy Firefly, you know, they actually express themselves differently than Katie does. Katie has to, you know, discern this information in the way that she understands it. And then it goes right back to the first storyline. And then that will be a large part of the story series, is that with every interaction, Katie has to learn how to do that self-regulation practice of, you know, going inside, closing your eyes, starting to breathe consciously, you know, feeling the emotions and then letting them process. And we just really aren't very good about teaching this in our society. And so the book, by nature, actually is designed to be read to a child. Of course, they can close their eyes as the book is read. It says, please close your eyes. Or you can have your eyes open and enjoy the beautiful pictures that Matt drew. But either way, I'm addressing a very important subject to both the reader and the listener, which is very impactful for me to reach as big an audience as I possibly can with this very important message.
Well, I love one of the reviews. It says, I'm in my 50s and I love the book. I realize that, you know, my grandchildren love it as well. I love it. It's about wellness and calming, and then talking about the illustrations in the book. And wellness and calming, I think you mentioned it. That's something we all can use, especially in what we're going through now, isn't it? I mean, this is something I guess we're all supposed to know how to buck through life and sort of suck it up and go on. It's not that easy sometimes, is it?
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head. I kind of consider that all about the divine timing, as you mentioned earlier, that the book manifested at the very time that it did, coming out of this last year. You know, it's very hard to be a human being on Earth right now. We've really complicated life in a lot of ways. And some of those things are brought upon ourselves. Obviously, other things are cast upon us. But one of the people that helped me nudge me along in getting the book done said to me one time, you need to learn how to do more of less things. And that was quite impactful for me to realize, you know, in order to get something done, you can't be doing a gazillion things. You really do have to just say, you know, that's really great, but just not right now. I'm going to focus on this over here. And that doesn't mean that you aren't capable, right? I'm very capable of doing a lot of things, but there's a season and a reason and, you know, all those things. But you really, that's part of the mindfulness experience, is to say, you know, no, I'm just right now, this is more important to me. And so then staying focused on that is just one more layer of the mindfulness practice, to say, not right now, I've got this to do.
We hear people talk a lot about mindfulness. What's your definition? What is mindfulness for you? And why have you been so successful once you realize the power of mindfulness?
That is a super good question. I like using the word mindfulness, but it is a little bit more than, for instance, using the word meditation. And even though when the book is read, it is taking you into a state of meditation, that's just another word, so let's just call it vocabulary, of a state of calmness and inner reflection and noticing, an inner noticing of what is going on, not only exterior, but interior. So if you were to see, well, let's use bugs, right? So if a bee flies by and it's buzzing, you hear a sound, maybe you've had an experience with a bee before that rubs you wrong, or you've got an aversion to bugs for any reason, right? Maybe you've been stung before. Yes. That's an obvious reason. But that you instantly have signals going off inside. So your body's like a supercomputer, and we're taking in all this information. And so there's a welling up inside. Well, if you resonate and direct your attention to the welling up inside, it's probably just going to expand and grow. Whereas if you really just stayed calm and said, okay, there's a bee flying by, and you didn't try to swat at it, the bee's probably not going to bother you, and you just stayed calm, it would just fly on by. And that's how we should deal with emotions too. If something becomes a trigger for you, you have to acknowledge that it's happening, of course, but you don't have to, the technical word is called rumination. Broken record, right? It's going around and around in your head, and you just can't snap out of it. But really, you can. Just like a light switch, you know, you can go over and turn it off, but you can't turn it off until you recognize that it's happening. And that is the state of mindfulness that I find that most people need to break free of or become aware of first, is that you have to recognize that moment. And in that moment, you do have a choice to change your mind, to change the direction. And it may take a couple of moments for that to process. And your breath by nature is a self-regulating mechanism. You can't not take a couple of slow, deep breaths and your body will naturally calm itself. When I'm doing a blood pressure reading on somebody, the first thing I'll say is, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to go inside and I want you to try to not really think about anything. And you'd be surprised how many people would say, I can't do that. But okay, I acknowledge that. Maybe I've been there before, but it's a place to start in the coaching of becoming mindful. And you could direct them to look at, again, what do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? So in the book, Katie Ladybug, that is part of the story. You know, if you close your eyes, what do you hear nearby? What do you hear far away? Are you cold? Are you hot? What would it feel like if you were cold and hot at the same time? Those are things that we teach in yoga. And once again, we don't teach these things to children regularly. It's not usually part of a regular curriculum, at least in the United States. It may be in other places and in other schools. And this is not a new concept. There's just a lot of information out there that's probably what I would consider to be not as elementary to learn. And that's why Katie Ladybug was so important to me. I wanted to keep it so simple. And even the word, one of the pivotal words that I like in Katie Ladybug is the word distraction, because that really resonated with me. Anything can be a distraction. Oh, I want to go ride my bike. It's a beautiful day. But I really need to do this over here. So anything can serve, and we could call it good and bad. We actually do that in the book. We call it good. We call it bad. It's really not good or bad because I don't like to judge, but I think the reader will get it better if they could say, oh, well, that's a good distraction. It's still a distraction from what I want to do or need to do over here. Like, I should be doing my homework, but, you know, boy, those flowers sure are pretty, and I feel like going out and
exactly, yes,
flowers or whatever it is, right?
Kelly Weissman, our guest on the program, talking about her book, Katie Ladybug, book available, writersrepublic.com, Amazon, of course, her website, katieladybugbook.com. Obviously, a creative mind, you've been working and helping people for so long. What are you thinking about writing? Katie Ladybug is wonderful, and you've got another book that will follow with that. Other type of writing, is that creative mind working in other directions as well?
Well, it certainly is. I currently work for a law enforcement agency, and so I am always very, very concerned about their health and welfare. So I have, I think I'm going to go in the direction of writing something just for them, first responders, whether, you know, it's 911 operators or fire or rescue and law enforcement. But, you know, PTSD certainly is a significant part of this equation of mindfulness. It's a very hot topic in law enforcement, and those superheroes deserve a lot of congratulations for dealing with a lot of nonsensical situations. And a lot of those things they have to discern in a very short period of time. So they being mindful they probably get a whole lot less credit for what they do in that split second when they have to make a decision about what's going on in a particular situation, person, place, or thing, right? So I want to honor those people with their own book and certainly their children and their families that have to live with that person after they've come home and maybe been through a traumatic situation.
Yeah, which is, boy, that's a whole other program, just talking about what they go through, the individual, the family, loved ones. It's so difficult and so intricate, and we'd love to be able to talk about that, and hopefully you do the book, then we'll talk about that as well. You've got this great concept with Katie, What are you doing to spread the mission of Katie Ladybug? And I'll call it a Katie Ladybug mission. And I've looked at the website and you've got different things we can do to sort of spread the message and enjoy the message of Katie right on your website.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to have some free downloads on the website. I found myself really challenged, for instance, as an artist. Both my grandmothers were fantastic painters. Some of their artwork is actually behind me. And they were great inspiration for my creativity. But I found myself, probably, again, that was part of that mindful challenge that I had as a child, that I couldn't sit still for very long. So even though I loved to do art, I also became very judgy of it. So ironically, as Katie was developing, and I was remembering how much my children loved certain characters and the books that we invested in and the characters we loved, I thought, I really need to have, you know, some swag. And I thought, wow, I wonder what's going on out there in the art community that might really pair well with Katie. Well, I found this amazing artist in Hawaii that does an art form called needle felting. I actually have it here. So she makes these kits, and it's on the website, actually.
Oh, yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, and it makes this cute little character. Yours might not turn out like this one, so she
probably
actually made this one for me. But, you know, this is probably for someone that's 11 years or older. But that I know, as you do these things, you go through a love-hate relationship with your work, and it's a mindful moment. And it really happens with sport, too. You know, my degree is in exercise science, and, you know, hitting the golf ball off a tee or a ball flying at you, you know, those are not necessarily things that you're good at focusing on. So you flinch, you look away, you can't keep your gaze on an object. It's actually something we learn in yoga. It's called drishti, that you would have a point of that you would stare at, and that one more mindful moment. So each one of these things, like I said, became a part of the story. So not only craft, coloring, there'll be some other exercises that I'll be on the website, teacher, lesson plans. I have a friend actually that's taken yoga from me here locally, and she has read the book to her class after they've come in from the playground, and then put on some activity sheets so that a teacher can bring their classroom down to a state of calmness before they go on to their next lesson. So it pairs beautifully with yoga teachers, regular, you know, classroom teachers, perhaps even martial arts, of course, because they spend a lot of time in mindfulness. But I'm also doing local tea parties where I am reading Katie and then offering a mindfulness activity and a craft. So the conversation that evolves after the book and writing down some notes and then having a craft where it's something that they can participate in, but if they don't like it, they can easily change it and not dwell in that space of, oh, I don't really like it. If you don't like it, you know, pull out the thread, just put in another color.
Yes.
Those things just are just little touch points that help bring it back to that I get it factor, right? That I get it and I can practice it.
So much from this conversation you had with your daughter, Katie Ladybug, you know, traveling to Florida, and all of a sudden you're building an empire, you're building a world, a Katie Ladybug world that's taking a message, a very important message, and breaking it down and getting it out there. The website, Kelly's website, is katieladybugbook.com. A lot there. Of course, you can order the book there, but there's so much more at the website. Kelly Weissman, Weisseman. The book is very simple. Katie Ladybug. It's a very attractive book. A recipient of the Plume Award for Literary Excellence from Writers Republic. Book available at all the usual places, and we'll have that on our website. Kelly, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Finally, somebody explaining mindfulness that I can understand. So I like that. Between you and Katie, I'm grasping the concept now. Keep it very simple for me, and it works. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll stay in touch. Hopefully do this again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. You've been delightful.
It's been a pleasure. The book is Katie Ladybug, Kelly Weissman, our guest. The book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to our website, katieladybugbook.com. All that, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.